1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Alving, a request from the Princess of Wales.
We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment.
Kate Middleton announcing that she's undergoing chemotherapy for cancer, which was detected after her abdominal surgery back in January. The Islamic State group claims responsibility in a shooting and explosion at a concert hall and shopping complex in Moscow, which killed at least 40 and injured over 100. An adult and a child were killed in a crash involving a school bus, a car, and a concrete truck on a highway near Austin, Texas. The bus was carrying pre-K students from a field trip. The Senate must vote on a spending package to avert a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed its $1.2 trillion package earlier today. Stocks closed mixed, but Wall Street closes the books on its best week so far this year. This is ABC News. A high-level airport executive dead after a shootout with federal agents.
An Arkansas airport director accused of illegally dealing guns killed in his own home by federal agents. Brian Malinowski, who ran the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport in Little Rock, was accused of purchasing hundreds of guns, stating on forms that they were for himself and then selling them privately, some at gun shows, at least three later used in crimes. An affidavit accusing Malinowski of selling at least three of those guns to federal agents. Malinowski's family saying even if true, the allegations don't justify the use of deadly force. Dave Packer, ABC News.
More than 440,000 Starbucks mugs made by Nestle are being recalled. Federal officials say the mugs can overheat and shatter when either put in the microwave or filled with extremely hot liquids. There are reports of at least 10 people have been hurt. The mugs are part of Starbucks gift set sold nationwide at places like Target and Walmart over the holidays. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher is resigning. His last day in Congress will be April 19th. Gallagher told the Journal Sentinel that he plans to enter the private sector and spend more time with his family. Due to the timing of his resignation, no special election will be held, and the seat will remain vacant until voters decide on his replacement in November. Governor Tony Evers signed another 44 bills into law on Friday. Among them is a bill that makes it a felony for school staff members to commit an act of sexual misconduct against a student. That includes any verbal or physical conduct that could be considered sexual in nature. Evers said that he's happy to sign the bill, but isn't happy that the bill is needed. Another bill signed into law further restricts strip searches of students by school officials. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette gets the W. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Marquette Golden Eagles with a win over Western Kentucky. The final 87-69. Marquette trailed at the half but came back in the second. Cam Jones with 29 points. Tyler Kolick did just fine, scoring 18 points, 11 assists, and is being out a month with that sore oblique muscle. Up next, the Golden Eagles face the winner of Florida versus Colorado. Tonight, it's Wisconsin against James Madison University. What did they look like on tape? Tyler Wall.
They're unlike a team that we're used to. They're not like a Big Ten team where they're just going to pound it inside and kind of expect a lot of production out of the post, just from post moves and stuff. So they move the ball well. They got an old team, I know. So expect them to just know all the stuff that old guys in the league and in the NCAA know. I mean, I feel like they're a good three-point shooting team. So we just got to it's going to be another game about us at the end of the line.
That's the Badgers, Tyler Wall. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight with lows in the upper teens. For your Saturday, some sunshine for the morning, then a few clouds for the afternoon, high temps to the mid-30s. Cloudy and breezy for Sunday, a high around 40, with some rain and snow possible Sunday night. Right now it's 30.
State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. I have to tell you, and this is I am kissing up to listeners. That 7-minute break of news is the longest part of my day. I cannot wait to get back and start yakking and interacting with listeners. And I've got a great, so this is a great thing. This is Civic Media's first contest. I want you guys all to hear this. If you listen every day between March 19th and 29th for keywords at the top of the hour at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. on any Civic Media station, listen every day for the keyword. Then download the app. We talk about the app here every night. It's so easy to use. You download it. It's a great app, despite what happened earlier tonight. It's very accessible, very user-friendly. Text in the keyword to the Civic Media app before the end of the hour and enter to win great prizes. And I mean great. This is how cool this is. 4 daily winners, 1 each contest hour, will receive an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Have you ever been there?
I have.
It's nice.
It's super nice. Yeah, I love it.
What do you do, the Lazy River?
Oh, it's been so long since I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like the water park. Well, I have 4 sons. So when they were little, they were like all over the place.
Just kick back and let them go crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So 4 daily winners, 1 each contest hour, will receive an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. All entrants, daily winners included, are entered to win one of our 2 grand prizes that include brand new bikes, a 3-in-1 blender, and an outdoor patio love seat. How cool is that? Conrad, what are you going for there? The bikes, the blender, or the love seat?
Ooh. You know, I could use a new blender.
Okay.
Come on, Conrad. You need a bike.
Whoa. Don't take that the wrong way.
It's spring. No.
That's true.
It's fun. It's nice. You get out. You go for a ride. You say hey to your neighbors. You're smiling. It's fresh air.
I've been at my place for 3 months, and I've never said hi to my neighbor yet. So.
Oh, come
See?
On, dude.
You need a bike.
You need a bike with a bell.
The problem.
And a basket.
No, that's it. I need the bell so I can just...
You will be the envy of the neighborhood, Conrad. What would you take, Kristen? Blender?
No.
Patio love seat?
No.
Bike?
Go bike.
Yeah. You know, I could Chula Vista. I'm fine with the daily prize.
Yeah.
I don't need to cash in.
Chula Vista's great. You know what? They're all amazing prizes.
Yes, they are. And so there you go. Keywords at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., March 19th through the 29th. Enter the keyword into the app and let the winnings begin. And right now, we're all winners because we are welcoming. See how I did that? Yeah. You actually teared up when I said that. We're all winners because joining us now is Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, good evening.
Are employees eligible for the prizes? That's my question to you.
I was going to ask you the same thing because I kind of want the love seat.
Well, you were at Chula Vista. Isn't that where we were at for the Christmas party?
That is the last time I saw you, Pete. And I hear you complaining about the news. You used to do that. Don't you forget your roots.
Wait, what did I say about the news?
It was the longest 7 minutes.
Oh, I just, you know what I mean. I love doing the news. I just
try
to be funny and I get reprimanded. But isn't that where we were at for the children's? You're right, Brittany. No, you're right. I shouldn't have said it. Oh, I was trying to give a compliment to like the listeners, just saying I missed them during the break. Mm-hmm. That was not a knock at all.
No, Pete likes the news.
Oh, I'm just teasing you.
I know you are, but you gave me perspective where I could see where it would be taken like that, and that's not what I meant at all. Especially, I loved your newscast as well, but we're having you here tonight to talk about the weather, your specialty.
You like that better?
I do.
I don't like it right now, Brittany.
Yeah.
I don't like it
at
all.
What can you tell us?
Well, what's it looking like by you right now? Is it still sticking to the ground or is it starting to melt away a little bit?
It looks like Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. There's Sunday. Nothing on the sidewalks or the roads really, but there's like little piles of snow now and there's some on the grass, you know.
Yeah, so we sprung so hard into spring that we got slammed right back into winter.
In the winter, right, exactly. But there's going to be more stuff coming, right? Isn't there? It was supposed to be like 4 storms. I read that, and you were the first person I thought of. We got to get Brittany on to talk about this.
Yeah, so that was just 1 of 4. The next one is definitely hitting on Sunday. And if you're in the northwest part of the state, you already know what's headed your way. Already about a foot to nearly 2 feet is possible.
What?
And yes. So heavy hitter hitting the areas that really missed out on the snow this winter. So it's coming all at once, especially into.
This is good, right? Like we need this moisture.
We do. We absolutely do. And this is going to help reduce that wildfire risk, the high fire danger, all of that, because we definitely don't want that wildfire smoke. That was no fun last year.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know what it is going to bring, though, is mosquitoes. So if I'm weighing wildfires to mosquitoes.
Is that a ratio?
I don't know.
It sounds like a weather ratio, like the wildfire to mosquito ratio.
Right. Right. So are we, okay, so what about for us here, Brittany? What can we look at in northeast Wisconsin? It doesn't look like we might get another inch or two, and then we go to rain next week.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting storm. There's going to be a sharp cutoff from heavy snow accumulations to barely anything at all. And not to mention, the temperatures on Monday rise to the 40s pretty much statewide. So as the storm continues to hit, it's going to turn to a wintry mix and then all rain on Monday afternoon, which means some flooding potential after all that snow and rain, especially into northwest Wisconsin. But in northeastern areas like Green Bay, you could see anywhere from 1 to potentially 4 inches, and then the rain throughout Monday. But the bigger concern, not the 1 to 2 feet of snow, not the rain, it's the wintry mix and ice accumulation that could be coming right at the Monday morning rush hour, and it looks to target central Wisconsin. And that could go from La Crosse to Stevens Point all the way to Shawano as well. So a big widespread area looking at, ice could accumulate up to 1/4 of an inch. That's massive. That's power outages. That's
really,
that's dangerous.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's Monday.
So the timing of that is moving around a little bit, but that is Monday. Could be Monday morning right for the commute. It could be a little bit after the commute, but everything will be rain by the afternoon on Monday.
Wow. So that's central Wisconsin.
Yes.
I'm just wondering if might have to get a hotel room here in Green Bay for a couple of days. Are we going to get it bad? Are we going to get the ice here in Green Bay?
It's possible.
Okay.
It is possible. Yep.
All right.
Yep. Well, I know I don't have the best news. I'm Brittany, the bearer of bad weather at the moment.
Wait, I have a question for you, Brittany.
Yeah.
Do we have to shovel? Because we're at that time of the year when we're weighing like shovel time versus melt potential.
I would not shovel for a majority of the state, but if you are in Eau Claire to Tomahawk, I might consider shoveling a couple of times before the rain heads over, because that'll all turn into a slush.
That'll be brutal.
And a mess. Yeah.
So
but everybody else, pretty much south of Stevens Point and south of La Crosse and south of, I'd say, like Manitouish Waters, you're fine to just let it go and the rain will take it away. So that's the good news, right? Save your backs a little bit.
We have a texter, Brittany, Aunt Carla, Conrad's Aunt Carla, says, Sunday night for traveling to Chicago, okay?
Oh, no, no, I wouldn't do it. I mean, where are you coming from, I guess? Is this from Green Bay?
She lives in Baraboo, right, Conrad?
Yeah.
I guess Baraboo to Chicago, that probably won't be too bad, right?
You're probably okay. Honestly, okay. You're probably okay. Baraboo to Chicago, you'll probably get some light snow. You might see a little bit of a wintry mix. Just take it easy, but I think the highways might be fine.
She's actually
flying.
They
know what's coming.
She's flying from Baraboo to Chicago. I should have clarified that.
She's fine.
She's fine, yeah. So because I want you to have some fun here too, Brittany, how excited are you for all that snow in Northwest Wisconsin? Are you road tripping?
Oh, you know me. I'm definitely snow chasing. I am so excited. I've had the evil laugh ever since I saw the storm coming.
About time
is what I say.
The snow queen. I love it. Well, I'm happy for you. That'll be fun. Are you really going to go up there? Are you going to do some snowshoeing or?
Oh, you bet. It's so close to me. 100% I'm going there. So I'll have some adventures on Facebook. I'll let you know what I'm up to, Pete.
Well, listen, when I'm skidding off 41 next week, I'll be thinking of the smile on your face as you traipse through a winter wonderland.
Okay, deal. Be careful.
I will. Thanks so much, Brittany. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the snow if you can get out there, if it ends up happening.
Will do if it ends up happening. I like how you threw that in there.
Well, I'm hopeful. I know you're always right, but I still, you know, I can hold a shred of hope here, you know.
You never know. Exactly. Never know. Yeah. Mother Nature's been wild. So appreciate you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Brittany. You too. So I have to clarify something. Earlier on the text line, we got someone saying, you rock, Kristen rocks. And he said, like I said, she rocks. So you must have said something else that appealed to Tom from New Berlin. And he said, so do you. Thank you, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't rock the way Kristen does. And I have no fun. Song. I have no song named after me like you do when your friend Dawn.
It wasn't named after Dawn. We did that.
Yeah, that's
we modified
cool.
the song.
I like
we
that.
Could do that. You could have a whole night of like songs that you modify.
You could.
Mm-hmm.
You think that would be interesting to radio listeners?
I think our listeners could tell us.
Let us know. Aunt Carla had a couple other texts I missed, too. She said, so weird to see you live. Glad the contact signal happened on the app. I think outer space is trying to reach you, Pete and Conrad. Oh, man, I hope I'm not the guy they want to probe.
You should maybe take off your tinfoil hat.
That's a technology, see?
Mm-hmm.
Also from Aunt Carla, can't enter contest because family member works for Civic Media. Is that still okay? Conrad, take a memo.
I will have to check that out. Thank
you. Conrad will get back to you.
It should be fine. But
it should be.
Conrad, it should be.
He has no idea.
I want the Chula Vista, just letting you know.
Yeah. Conrad and I decided we're going to start palling around more. We're going to hit Chula Vista.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be his wingman. He said he has not dated yet since he's been in Green Bay.
Oh, was that another call out to our listeners right there?
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies.
He's just focused on work right now, but you know, the guy's got to have some social life too, right?
Yes.
That's healthy, right, doctor?
It is. And it's Friday night in downtown Green Bay. You know what? Let's shut it down and go down to
Jägermeister.
Yeah.
For some fish tacos.
Yes.
They do have some good ones there.
Yeah, I know. Conrad's been talking about their fish tacos. Uh-huh. Okay. So, all right. I swear when we come back, or I mean, coming up next, Dr. Kristen is going to take my little movie quiz. It's going to be fun. And she's going to throw a couple of medical terms at me, too. We'll see if I can guess what she's talking about. So that's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And she can't do a thing to me. I just want to dance the night away with senoritas who can sway.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to Nightlight, where we give those we're related to here on the show travel tips for bad weather. Happy to help out.
I think you can make it to Chicago. That sounds
Brittany
good.
Said she's on record. Oh, you'll be fine. So that could be dangerous.
Brittany's awesome. I've never Brittany. Known anyone who loves the weather as much as Brittany.
Yeah,
does.
It's so
cool. It's like such a genuine, sincere love for weather.
Do you get, like, as you get older, just, I love meeting people who are passionate about stuff and that are so ingrained in what they do and have such passion for what they do. Even if it's something I'm not particularly interested in necessarily, it's just so, it's like invigorating to watch that, you know?
It's the people, not the stuff.
Yeah.
It's the people.
Exactly. Yeah. Kind of finding their groove or having, just feeling alive, you know?
Yeah.
So you ready to talk about some movies?
I'm ready.
All right.
I love movies, Pete. Yeah. I love Oscar season.
Okay.
When they announce the Oscar movies, I make a list. I have an app.
Nice.
It's called Awards. And I go in and I fill out, when I watch an Oscar movie, I click on it and that I kind of gamify. It's like really easy game.
It's what?
I gamify it by you know, hitting the button that shows that I have watched that movie.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an app. Anyone, even me, Peach Wabba, can get that app.
It's free. And I think just a fan does it because they just like it. It's nothing fancy.
That's pretty. If it's free, it's me. All right. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give Kristen some clues as to what Best Picture nominee in 2024 I'm talking about. And as soon as you get it, guess.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And Conrad, you got the bell ready? Okay.
Can I open up my app?
I thought he took off. What's that?
Can I open up my app?
No. You can't open up your app. God, what are you, invested in this thing or something?
Yeah.
She's pushing the app. Okay, so we're going to do this. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. You're on your app.
No, I'm not.
Well, you're just texting friends while we're supposed to be taking this quiz. That obviously means more to me than it does to you.
I'm preparing for the next segment.
What's the next segment?
Whatever we start to talk about.
Oh, Terry Barr's coming up. That'll be fun. She always gives us an awesome song.
Yes.
This is the night of many tangents. And you know what happened? It was the app and all the echoing. Conrad, vouch.
Yeah, that was a weird start to the show.
Uh-huh.
All right. Here we go. Oscar quiz for Dr. Kristen.
Okay, let's go. I'm ready.
All right, ready? Mm-hmm. Nose controversy.
Nose controversy?
Nose, yeah.
Is this a pun or is it like something that happened in the movie?
It's something pertaining to the movie. I won't say if it was in the movie or in the buzz around the movie.
Nose controversy. Nose. Can I have another hint?
Composer.
Oh, yeah. It was the Leonard Bernstein movie that Bradley Cooper was in.
I need a name, please.
Maestro.
She got it. Only took two.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
and
pretty good.
His wife, she was brilliant. Carrie Mulligan.
She was so great.
Oh.
She was great. But did you see Promising Young Woman?
Yes.
She is really good in that.
I loved that film.
That was a really good. Did you see Saltburn?
No.
Okay. You'll have to come back after you see Saltburn.
You might have some things to say.
I've heard about Saltburn.
She's not in that. It's the same director, though. And I'm like, what happened between Promising Young Woman and Saltburn? Like, I mean, Saltburn was okay, but it was kept very gratuitous.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Soul.
Soul. Okay. S-O-U-L?
I'm not. I'm just saying the word is soul.
I need more information.
Friendship.
Soul and friendship. Oh, is this the, I didn't see this one. Is this the, oh, I don't even know what the name is. I know.
My finger is over the bell.
I'm not going to get this one. I did not see this
New
one.
York City.
Yeah. I
Past
know.
Lives.
Thank you.
Wah, 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 wah.
Sorry.
Hey, you don't have to apologize. There's nothing at stake here, Christian.
This when is Barbie coming up?
You tell me.
Pink.
Interesting you say that. Here we go. Women's empowerment.
Bing, ding, 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 Barbie.
I am sorry. That is incorrect.
Oh, okay. Women's empowerment. Women's empowerment.
Best set design.
Best set design and women's empowerment.
Mm. Two Wisconsinites.
Oh, Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, and Daniel
Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe.
We will accept that. Poor things.
Poor things. That's on my short list. I really want to see that, but I have not seen it. Yes.
Oh man.
Willem Dafoe is from Appleton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, and Mark Ruffalo is born in
Kenosha.
Kenosha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. So, and they were both should have been nominated. I thought Dafoe was great too, but Mark Ruffalo, that might be my favorite role I've ever. He's so funny.
Yeah.
And how the main character frustrates him. He's like this womanizing guy and. I don't know how much you know about it, but she's
not much.
Okay. It's really funny. He's very funny. And Emma Stone is great too. Okay. Here we go. Another one. World War II.
World War II. Is this the Killers of the Flower Moon?
No, ma'am.
It was that era though. No.
Well, World War II.
World War II. World War II. I should know this.
Family.
Oh, Oppenheimer. Not that one either?
No.
Okay.
Family.
Family and World War II.
Best sound Oscar. Sandra Huller.
Oh, yes. I haven't seen this one either, but I really, really want to see it. It's about the concentration camp. Yes. Help.
The Zone of Interest.
Sandra Huller was in two.
I know.
Yes.
And I have to say, they were my two least favorite.
You didn't like Anatomy of a Fall?
I liked it. I did not love it. I didn't see it as an Oscar film. I don't know.
It was cerebral.
That probably is why I didn't get it.
And we still don't know.
Yeah, I like that. And just the aesthetic of it, like that. It was a lot of daytime shots in that courtroom I just hated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The kid was amazing.
The kid was great. The dog gets a lot of praise too. So I don't know if the dog's a really good actor or just really good at fooling us. But either way,
yeah.
Pretty impressive. Okay, Nazis.
Oppenheimer?
Yes.
World War II.
Conrad? Are we mailing it in now with the bell?
Well, I thought you were doing enough.
So we're both we go stereo bell. There you go. I'm trying to make a big deal. Kristen's one of my favorite guests. I'm just trying to make her feel like there's a lot of bells around. All right. Oh, you're going to get this one out. Dog.
Anatomy of a Fall.
Yes.
You should play the song. The song from Anatomy of a Fall is the one that made it.
I don't even remember what the song was.
It's a rap song that we'll think of it.
All right. We have three more.
Uh-huh.
So you're doing very well. Do you feel like you're getting this? Like you haven't even seen two of the movies.
I'm doing better than I thought I was going to.
You're doing better than me, and I created the quiz. So, all right, we have more with Kristen coming up. We'll finish our movie quiz. We're going to talk a little bit of music, too, with Terry Barr coming up. Do you want to stick around for that? Terry's really fun.
Oh, yes, and I love music.
You love music?
Oh, my gosh, Pete, yes.
All right. I believe you. That's the voice of Kristen Meyerly. She's going to hang with us. We're going to talk to Terry Barr about what's coming up tomorrow on Mad Unity, and we'll finish our movie quiz, too. That's all next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so leave it alone.
Oh, well, I spent
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger, a request from the Princess of Wales.
We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment.
Kate Middleton announcing that she's undergoing chemotherapy for cancer, which was detected after her abdominal surgery back in January. The Islamic State group claims responsibility in a shooting and explosion at a concert hall and shopping complex in Moscow, which killed at least 40 and injured over 100. An adult and a child were killed in a crash involving a school bus, a car, and a concrete truck on a highway near Austin, Texas. The bus was carrying pre-K students from a field trip. The Senate must vote on a spending package to avert a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed its $1.2 trillion package earlier today. Stocks closed mixed, but Wall Street closes the books on its best week so far this year. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors in three Wisconsin counties say they won't pursue felony charges of campaign finance violations against former President Donald Trump's fundraising committee and Republican State Representative Janelle Branchen related to the effort to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The prosecutors say their own involvement in Republican politics creates a conflict of interest. Wisconsin voters have their say on two proposed amendments to the state constitution on April 2nd. One of them would ban private donations to local election offices. Sam Lieber is with the group All Voting is Local. He says private money isn't the problem.
I think the real question and the real issue at hand is, why are our elections and their administrators underfunded?
The other question would specify who can legally serve as a poll worker in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight with lows in the upper teens. For your Saturday, some sunshine for the morning, then a few clouds for the afternoon, high temps to the mid-30s. Cloudy and breezy for Sunday, a high around 40, with some rain and snow possible Sunday night. Right now it's 30.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common sense investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
It's only...
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. We are starting to wind down here on Nightlight, but we got a lot more fun coming up. Our question, you can still get in on the fun. Who do you want, or who would you want, at your prom? Kevin Bacon is going to the Payson High School prom in Utah, the same high school where they shot Footloose 40 years ago. And they reached out to him. They started a social media campaign. He announced on the Today Show he's going to go, and he closed the message to these students. He said, "I'm proud of you. This is cool what you're doing." And then he said, "Let's dance." So
that's so cool.
It's so cool. And so I think Kevin Bacon's pretty cool. I'd probably want him at my prom, but that's the question tonight. Who would you want at your prom? Like, what celebrity? You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-752-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app or on the stream if you're watching. Or if you're in the neighborhood, just shout really loud. We'd love to hear from you. And you know what I loved about Footloose? And I'm sure, like, we're around the same age. I think you're probably a lot younger than me. But we, nobody could dance in this town for, like, a couple decades because of a car accident. Uh-huh. So they outlawed dancing.
Yes.
Kevin Bacon's character, Ben Rickman or something like that, Ben McCormick, prevailed. Mm-hmm. And they were allowed to have a dance. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden in this town where no one has danced in decades, everybody knows how to break dance.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what? How did that happen?
Well, it's just like everything else. You know, you may not see it in public, but teenagers are doing it.
They're doing it. Yeah. I guess so.
Right, Kelvin?
Did you ever? Conrad, did you ever break dance?
Damn it. Conrad, sorry.
Did you call him Kelvin?
I did. I'm sorry.
Talking about another producer for Civic Media.
I was.
Oh, I really like it when Calvin's here. But did you ever do that, Conrad? Yeah.
I can't say I've done it well. Maybe, you know, when I was younger, probably was like, I could do that.
Yeah.
And then look terrible.
Did you use cardboard?
I can't say I did that.
He doesn't even probably even know what you're... That's what they used to do, Conrad. They used to get like a whole big thing of cardboard and put it down so you could spin easier.
Oh, yeah.
On your
yeah.
head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen like stuff like that. So,
yeah, I don't. I never did that. I remember I'd go out to the mall up in Marinette because by the time we moved here, I was older, and that was really like Electric Boogaloo.
Oh,
what was
yes.
that show? Breakin'.
Yes, Breakin'.
Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo. Oh man, the kids at the mall would have their cardboard out and they're dancing, and I'm just like, wow, okay. And I never, I just you know, I consider myself a pretty good dancer, but I never wanted to try breakdancing.
You bite your lip when you dance?
The white man's overbite?
Yes.
I do that a lot throughout the course of the day, several times, whether I'm dancing or not. Steve from Florida says, Lonnie Anderson.
Oh.
And then clarified, at the prom. Now, mm-hmm. I figured that, Steve. That's a good one. Yeah, Lonnie Anderson was like a bombshell, mm-hmm. but really smart. Mm-hmm. Like you had Suzanne Somers' character on Three's Company, was blonde and ditzy. Then mm-hmm. you had Lonnie Anderson on WKRP, who was like sharp as a tack, mm-hmm. but kind of like, you know, very attractive too mm-hmm. for a girl. All right. So let's continue our movie quiz. Can we do this? Mm-hmm. We thought we were having Terry. I don't know if Terry, Conrad, if Terry calls, put her through on line two.
We don't have a line.
Patch her through. All right. Get ready with the bell, buddy. Here we go. We're going to finish this thing. Kristen was crushing it before we left. Mm-hmm. All right. I said, you got Anatomy of a Fall right when I said dog, because we were talking about dogs. So mm-hmm. you got that one. All right.
Also, we were talking about Anatomy of a Fall. We talked. So that worked out in my favor.
Spoilers. All right. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Kate McKinnon.
Oh, she was so brilliant in Barbie. She might have been my favorite. Although Margot Robbie, like, that role was made for her.
She's great.
And did you see Ken do I'm Just Ken at yes. the Oscar ceremony? Wow.
It was great. You know, I have to say, here's how I felt about Barbie, and correct me if I'm wrong. It's just my opinion, but I could still be wrong. I don't know that it was a snub. It, to me, it wasn't a snub that they didn't. Greta Gerwig, I thought, should have been nominated for sure. Mm-hmm. Margot Robbie, yeah, she's a really good actress. I don't think that really tested her. Mm-hmm. So I was okay with that. But Greta Gerwig, but when they nominated Ken.
Yeah.
Same deal. You can make the same argument. Like, really? That's his best acting? Like, I don't think it was Margot Robbie's best acting. I don't think it was his either. So why did they nominate? That's when I thought it was a snub. I'm like, all right, if you're going to nominate him, mm-hmm. you have to nominate. Right?
He felt that way too, I think.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. It's not up to him anyway. I'm not mad at him. I'm just saying.
You know, it was a good movie. It was bubblegum and it was cute, but it wasn't. Yeah. And the musical bit was fantastic. So if it's about entertainment, not about actually like rewarding someone for doing something exceptional, then, you know, great.
Correct. Well, I'd be interested to see what you think about Poor Things, because I felt like that had a very strong message for women, too.
Uh-huh.
And I was not expecting that. I was just like, wow. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. That was a Hail Mary. That was day of Oscars I saw that.
Really?
Kind of threw my whole Oscar world into upheaval.
Uh-huh.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
All right. Snub talk.
Snub talk?
Very long.
Is this Killers of the Flower Moon? Snub talk? What does
that
mean?
A lot of people thought Leo DiCaprio got snubbed, and I disagree with that either.
I mean, he was good. He, you know, I like him.
I like him a lot.
It's like watching the Atlanta Braves from the 90s. Like, they were really good. They won one World Series, but, like, they were great. Leonardo DiCaprio, consistently great. He's just not going to win an Oscar every time.
That's a really interesting analogy. Mm-hmm. And I agree. I was like, Leonardo, just because he's in a movie doesn't mean he gets an Oscar nomination.
But that's what everybody immediately goes to.
I know. And probably because it was Scorsese, too. It was a Scorsese film. DiCaprio's in it. But I kept waiting for his character to have some kind of redemption or revelation and do the right thing. It was just, he was like the same the whole movie. I was like, why did he even take this role? It was weird.
That was one of the things I loved about that movie, though, because it didn't have a happy ending. It had an ending.
Right.
Because it was real life. But it was just so artfully done. And you really had to sit and watch it and just drink it in. It was so beautiful.
Very well said. That is the voice of Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who's joining me here tonight. And I'm really glad you're here, especially because we must have gotten our signals crossed with Terry. But it's been really fun having you here. I love hanging out
with you. There's nowhere I'd rather be on a Friday night.
Mm-mm. Not even having fish tacos and setting Conrad up on a date at Hagermeister?
After this.
Okay. Hey, the night is young. Okay, so we only have two left. And then you got to give me some medical terms.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to whiff on that quiz. I can tell you that right now. Family is the first clue.
Family. Holdovers.
No.
It's the other one.
You are correct. That is not Bell-worthy, though.
What have I missed? Oppenheimer and Barbie. And
dementia.
Oh, I didn't see this one.
Author?
Help.
Beach house.
Phoning a friend. Conrad.
Jeffrey Wright.
I have no.
American.
You're on the right
American
track.
American author?
Fiction.
American fiction. I've heard it's brilliant. I've heard Jeffrey Wright was fantastic.
He's a really good actor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That one is also on my list. Like, they're all on my list. I love watching these movies. And sometimes I'll go back and watch some of the old Oscar movies that either I haven't seen or that I just feel like fond of.
You know what? We were just talking about that off the air a little bit. I've never seen The English Patient, like you mentioned. I've never seen Schindler's List all the way through.
Really?
I know, I've seen it in different sittings.
Oh, Schindler's List.
So,
wow.
I get it, but you don't say I get it to an Oscar movie. I want to sit and watch the whole thing, you know?
Yeah. What about that black and white one that was in French? Or no, the silent film. Remember that one? I never saw that one. What was that, 10 years
ago
maybe?
Best Picture?
It won Best Picture. It was black and white and...
Life is Beautiful? No.
No, but oh my gosh, that one totally broke me. I don't think I could watch that one again. It was so hard.
Ugh. Well, now I'm curious. All right, we'll figure it out. All right, last
Holdovers.
One.
Holdovers. But say your clues. Lazy eye.
Oh, that was not my clue. Coming of age, troublemakers, pain.
Thomas Paine.
Alexander Paine.
Oh, sorry. Thomas Paine. He was different a guy. Father.
He was not in The Holdovers. Best Supporting Actor nominee. Paul Giamatti. Did you see Sideways?
A long time
ago.
That
was a good movie.
I still, every time I drink wine, I'm like, is it okay to get a Merlot or not Merlot?
That was a great moment in that movie. Let's do this. Before we get to my medical quiz, I must head to my physical. Hey, that would be good radio.
You want to talk about your physical?
We're not going to do a physical. You could give John and Jim a physical, you know, on the air. That
we
would be,
talked about
that be good
this.
Radio?
We talked about this. So John got his physical, and we went over his lab results on the air.
You did?
Yeah. He asked me to interpret his results. Yes. I know.
How's he doing?
He's
I think
he's
we've already broken HIPAA laws, so yeah. I think we can talk about this.
Well, we looked at all of his results in advance to make sure that there wasn't anything crazy. But, you know, it's like when you look at your lab results, you don't know. All you know is they say normal or high or low, but you don't know, like, really, what does that mean? What does it mean for me? And for me, as a doctor who takes care of pregnant people, your lab results are not the same when you're pregnant as when you're not pregnant. So if you just look and you're like, that looks normal. Well, a normal creatinine, which is a kidney function test, is not normal in pregnancy. It should be lower in pregnancy.
Wow.
But you don't see it that way if you're just looking at your results online. So it, you really do need to have someone interpret your results for you so that you know what to watch out for. And you're looking for trends year after year. If your blood sugar, if your glucose is rising year after year, you're getting more diabetic over time. That might be a time to think about diet and exercise and what's important to you.
So I'm confused. Is John Mino pregnant or not?
The word's not out yet. I can't say.
It's a little early. You don't want to say anything till the second trimester. I get it.
His prostate is fine, though.
I'll take your word for it. I ask him about his prostate every time I see him, and he's always... He always tells me it's good.
He was doing burpees, too, the other day.
What's a burpee again? Oh, that's the yoga thing, right?
Yeah.
No. Oh, burpees when you get down and then you do like a push-up and then you get back up?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Good
he had a guest come over to show him how to do burpees, and then she said, your turn, and he was like, nope.
Well, that's not fair.
But she got him to do a couple burpees.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was he winded?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Winded is one word for it. Kelvin, did you see the burpees that John Minor did?
Conrad.
Jeez, jeez, jeez.
Remember that old cartoon, Conrad and Hobbes?
I need to like write it down. I'm sorry, Conrad. That's all right. I know better.
I have not seen that though, and I need to see that.
Play that one back.
We just got our promo. Oh, we got some more texts on the stream. Oh, Aunt Carla, again, Conrad, Aunt Carla, and Aunt Pam taught you how to dance. Okay.
Show us your moves.
I don't know what they taught me, to be honest.
Conrad. You think they tricked you? They tricked you. He doesn't want to.
I might have been too young to remember then.
He starts taking his pants off. Wait a minute.
Carla, do you have video? Can you supply us with some video? That would be lovely.
I hope not.
Yeah, it's like he doesn't want it to exist. Also, Aunt Carla loved the English Patient. All right. We got a lot going on. We don't know if John Mino is expecting. and I've got to take my medical quiz. Can you do a teaser question? And
sure.
Then we'll come back and we'll finish with me embarrassing myself.
Sure.
Okay.
Pete.
Yeah.
Horripilation.
Horripilation is the medical term?
Horripilation. 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 Mm-hmm. Also, the name of a popular group of children's books from the 2000s.
All right. I'm going to ruminate on this. Popular children.
You get them when you're scared.
What are hives?
No.
Oh, is that close?
No.
Oh, I still want to get this. Don't tell me. I want to hear this when I'm done. All right, I'm going to finish my quiz. We have more coming up next with Dr. Kristen Lierley. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on a Friday night.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. Join us for our annual Bockfest on March 23rd. Kiss Old Man Winter goodbye and celebrate the coming of spring with the annual release of our roaming goat Maibach. Have your beer poked by the campfire and dance to live music with the Jason Pettit Band starting at 5 p.m. It's all happening at Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
We have a confirmation. There is video of Conrad dancing from Aunt Carla.
Oh.
I saw that on the stream, so.
I can supply video on Conrad dancing. Aunt Carla, I love you.
I just got a personal text from Carla, and she says $100. So she wants a C note for dropping the Conrad dancing video.
I say $500.
I'll cut you. I'll give Conrad a taste. We'll get the video in here. All right. Okay. So tell me the word again that I didn't get.
Horripilation.
Horripilation, and it's also has a connection to a kid's book. It's not hives.
Mm-mm.
Crying.
Mm-mm.
All right, tell me.
Goosebumps.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Horripilation.
Horripilation. Yeah, that sounds like goosebumps. All right. All right. That was my, I stretched out during the break. All right, lay it on me.
Epistaxis. Do you want me to spell it? Like it's a spelling bee.
Yeah, sure.
Epistaxis. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
I injured my epistaxis.
E-P-I-S-T-A-X-I-S. Epistaxis.
EPI is like hair, right?
Mm-mm.
No, skin. That is a rash.
No, it's a nosebleed.
Ooh, isn't epi like epidural or epi?
Yes.
Epi's got a lot of different.
That's the thing about medical terms, because it's a lot of it is broken down, can be broken down into the Greek and Latin terms that make up these words.
Okay.
Like dysphagia,
I
always
that.
Get this one wrong. Dysphagia.
Dysphagia. Okay.
Dysphagia. D-Y-S-P-H-A-S-I-A. Dysphagia.
Dysphagia.
You get this sometimes.
I do. How do you know that?
It's where your words get all messed up.
Oh, like word salad or something. Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Dysphagia is when you get words mixed up.
Yeah, you have a hard time producing words. Or aphasia, when you can't speak?
I don't really ever have a hard time. That's such a bad joke. That's like, there's an old Steve Martin joke where he says, some people have a way with words, other people just, not have way, I guess. All right, give me another one. I'm determined to get one here.
Enuresis. E-N-U-R-E-S-I-S, enuresis.
Enuresis?
Uh-huh.
Enuresis, that is going to be stomach ache.
Peeing yourself.
Thanks for bringing that up. Enuresis?
Enuresis. You can have nocturnal enuresis at night or
when you just
diurnal
go when you sleep. That's
enuresis.
Like a bedwetter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, people have peeing problems all the time.
Do they?
It is like a lifetime thing, especially as we get older. It's very
like
common.
Aim or can't go or what?
Yes.
All
aim,
kinds
can't
of stuff
go,
probably,
can't
right?
not go, all that stuff. And a lot of it can be fixed. So, folks, if you have a peeing problem, because some of you do, talk to your doctor, because a lot of it can be fixed with medicine, surgery, bladder training. There are options out there.
Is not putting the toilet seat down a medical thing?
It is at my house.
Four boys, yeah.
Yeah.
So that happened to me when I was in college. I was like 19 and I got sick And I could not pee for like, like, I don't know, days.
Yeah.
And I was like in so much pain. And I went to the doctor and they, whatever. It was like, I think it was bad food. It was something in my diet that changed when I went to college. Like eating too many hot dogs or something. But yeah, it was terrible. That is a horrible, horrible condition. And what do you call it again?
Enuresis.
Enuresis. Okay. Now I just have bad aim. But other than that.
Is it a bent carrot problem?
Is it a what?
Bent carrot problem.
There's no way bent carrot is a medical term.
Peyronie's disease.
Yeah. Okay. But Peyronie's disease would be the actual term. Bent carrot is like an urban dictionary thing.
Well, that's what people call it.
And your doctors call it that?
Well, when we're trying to communicate with patients who don't know what Peyronie's disease is.
Oh, come on. No way.
Well, I mean, I don't have a gynecologist. I've got my own set of problems.
I was thinking like that was something the doctors would talk about behind their, but like when they don't have a, well, this guy's got a real bent carrot in there, you know, that kind of thing.
Usually no. Like when doctors are talking, we usually use the doctor terms, but like that's not cool. You know, if you go to your doctor and they're talking in all these fancy terms and you don't know what they're talking about, then.
Yeah, like, I get that.
That doesn't serve you.
I get that. Okay.
It's okay to go to your doctor and say, I have a bent carrot. A lot of people do. A lot of people do.
I find that hard to believe.
It's common.
How would you even, okay. All right, well, I believe you. I mean, you're a doctor and I'm not. I know what people are thinking out there. Which one of them is the doctor? No, but bent carrot, I just, I have trouble. All right, you got one more? I think we have time for one more.
I'm trying to think of which one I want to use. Crepitus.
What is it?
Crepitus.
Crepitus.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like decrepit or something.
Crepitus. Yeah, yeah.
Bone. What do you call it? Scoliosis.
No.
Oh, come on. Decrepit bone structure, something, nothing.
It's that noise that your joints make that sounds like crinkly paper. Crepitus.
Ooh, that's a bad.
Your joints don't do that.
Well, yeah, my knee does that because I have I played in a kickball tournament a few weeks ago.
And now you have crepitus?
And I tried, which was the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life.
Aww.
Kristen, honestly, I was chasing a guy with everything in my being to throw the ball and get him out. And as I'm chasing him, I'm like, you are such an idiot. I was saying that to myself. Like, why am I? It's a kickball tournament.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but now I have 17 crepitation.
17-year-old you was like, yeah, I got this.
I got this. And it shouldn't matter then either, but.
I got this, and I'm asking Lonnie Anderson to the prom. Let's go.
Hey, this has been fun. Thank you for being here. I know that you might be running for office soon and that might limit your visits, but until you do, please come by as much as you can.
I love hanging out with
you. It's so much fun, Kristen. Thank you. And I learned so much when you're here too, because you're kind of an open book and that's fun too. Thank you also to Brittany Merlot. And I'm going to thank Terry Barr anyway, because that's how cool she is.
Mm-hmm. She is
cool.
I
thank her preemptively for when she's here next time. And all of your texts were so much fun to read tonight, you guys. We'll figure out how that went for Kevin Bacon at the prom too. I'm sure it's going to be fun. He'll probably break dance and injure himself. He'll get crepitus. Yeah. We've all got crepitus.
I do.
Monday on the show, Rob Thomas will be here. We are going to break down the movie Roadhouse.
Are we breaking down again? We're breaking down and breaking dance.
I'm going to break down and cry. He's going to dance. There'll be all kinds of breaking down. We'll talk about Roadhouse. Conrad's going to ring the bell when he sees me double over.
Thanks, Kelvin.
No, seriously, great job producing the show tonight, Scott. This has been really fun. Thanks so much for being a part of my Friday night, folks. It's always great to spend time with you. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. We'll be back Monday night with more Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin.
Nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Either Trump is broke or he's lying to the court. Either way, we'll talk about it on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Tune in to the Monday edition, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always